This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President J.D. Vance said he doesn't think a blood feud between President Trump and Elon Musk would be a good thing for America. The vice president weighed in during an interview that was released Friday as two of the world's most powerful men saw their relationship publicly fall apart. ABC's Alex Perche has more.
It's a win for President Trump and the agency once headed by the world's richest man at a time when the relationship between the two is uncertain. They had a blistering exchange sparked by Musk's criticism of the president's so-called One Big Beautiful Spending Bill. The Tesla CEO called it a disgusting abomination. The president responding, "I'm very disappointed in Elon," and that tit-for-tat became more personal from there.
The win referring to a Supreme Court decision giving Doge access to Social Security numbers. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man mistakenly deported and imprisoned in El Salvador, is back in the U.S. He faces a federal human trafficking charge. This is ABC News. The fourth week of testimony in the sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs concluded Friday. There was testimony from one of the mogul's ex-girlfriends. She testified under a pseudonym and told jurors that Combs provided her with drugs and forced her to participate in sexual activities that only stopped when Combs was arrested by federal agents in September of 2024. He has pleaded not guilty. Today in Washington, D.C., a celebration of pride marking 50 years since the first World Pride celebration in the nation's capital. ABC's Christian Cordero has all the details from Washington.
What organizers really had in mind here was just keeping in mind that this is the perfect backdrop to bring visibility to issues that affect the LGBTQ plus community and also to celebrate it. Cynthia Erivo hosts the concert later today, and tomorrow Doechii takes the stage. We know that's going to be a good time.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Michael Negron of the Small Business Majority.
You know, the Trump administration thinks that they're doing a solid for small business with their policies. And so having business owners out there talking about how, whether it's tariffs, whether it's potential cuts to health care, how it's going to hurt their bottom line, how it's going to hurt their consumers or their employees. I do think that will have a real impact. Every time he does something, he gets really bad feedback and he retreats in the face of it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Postpartum depression and anxiety are more common than people think, and new moms on Medicaid are at a higher risk. Judith Ruiz-Brandt reports.
Two of every five mothers who give birth in Wisconsin are covered by Badger Care. Federal data shows up to 50% of PPD cases are undiagnosed because of the stigma surrounding symptoms. Jennifer Davis with Postpartum Support International says the condition presented differently for her after both of her pregnancies, with symptoms of overwhelming worry and anxiety after her daughter's birth and depression after having her son.
Crying at night almost all the time, regretting this decision, feeling emotionally disconnected, but still outwardly smiling. Now I really am back in this place of I can't share this. I cannot share that I questioned why I had my son.
Federal data shows the prevalence of PPD is higher among those on Medicaid, with an increased likelihood for treatment in Medicaid expansion states. Wisconsin is one of only two states that have yet to expand their Medicaid coverage, although it recently passed legislation to extend Medicaid postpartum coverage from 60 days to a full year. Even though up to 85% of women experience mood changes in the first few days to weeks after delivery, postpartum depression and anxiety can take months to emerge and involve symptoms lasting longer than 2 weeks that interfere with daily life. Common signs of PPD include anxiety, sadness, anger, and irritability, difficulty sleeping, and intrusive thoughts, which can include thoughts of harming your baby. Research shows a 98% recovery rate with treatment. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, 79. Slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Showers and storms are likely for Sunday with a high near 76. Sunday night, clear, 52. Showers and storms return for Monday.
Right now, it's 65.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 p.m., I'll be joined with UW Wisconsin Law School professor Aaron Barbato to talk about immigration processes. We dispel myths and give you the real scoop.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Up Wisconsin, this is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host Joel Clayfish, along with my sidekick, the sly wonder, the eighth wonder of Wisconsin.
I feel like you were the survivor.
I would never call you the sloth. Why would I ever call you? Are one of the most active people in the outdoors that I know. Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
Or as you say it, Danielle Fairman.
Do I?
You kind of say Danielle.
Oh.
Danielle.
I
believe in pronouncing people's names the way they pronounce them.
Oh.
Because I think no one else can say it as right as they say it, right?
This is true.
I say Clayfish, so most people say Clayfish, but a lot of people say Cleefish. Or
that makes sense.
Clayface or
Clayface.
That was one of my nicknames at one point.
Oh.
Clayface, Joelvis, Elvis, Joelvis. Clayfish.
I shall call you Jolvis.
You know, that's fine, because actually Elvis is one of my heroes. So.
Heroes?
Oh,
that's
I love
a big
Elvis.
One.
Like, I mean,
Why is he a hero?
He brought into mainstream some of those things that were in music that never really got out.
Like good looks?
Elvis was a good looking man. I mean, come on. Right? When you come right down to it, I mean, he certainly was. But, you know, there were folks who did a lot of things in music, and he kind of he used a lot of those techniques and brought them into the mainstream. And if it weren't for Elvis, we would not have had a lot of the sounds we have in modern rock and roll. I think Elvis was a pioneer in that area. Ellie Mae Lawton is here. She is the chefferie of the show. And we are fortunate, very fortunate, to have somebody who is a classically trained, award-winning culinarian, French chef, Ellie Lawton, who brings us on a very consistent basis some unbelievable recipes, unbelievable food.
It was a spicy food today.
We're going to get to that. There's no doubt about that. Megan Salazar is here. She is also a foodie, to say the least, but she's got something else in common, because today we are having the June birthday show.
Yay! Happy birthday.
Sing it, Danielle.
To you. That's it. That's all you got.
That was
to you all.
It wasn't horrible. It was just two different keys, really.
Well, sounds about right.
Sounded good.
Sounded good for my seat.
My birthday is tomorrow, Sunday, June 8th. So I'm pretty excited about that. Megan Salazar's birthday is
June 28th. Are you thinking about it? Were you just thinking?
You just had to think about it.
I was thinking about something else. But no.
And I know, 28th. I know it's not proper to ask somebody their birthday or how old they are.
How many years?
So
many
I'll
years
let you
have?
Guys. I will leave it up to you guys to say if you want to say your age or not.
So 37.
You're turning 37,
yes.
Danielle
on
Fairman.
On the 17th.
On the 17th of June. Yeah. I turned 43.
That's a lot.
On Sunday. What? Let's all slow down for a minute because Ellie Lawton, who is an integral part of the show, no doubt, is the one in the panel who's actually not her birthday in June.
Okay, it's well, I can't help it that my parents made me and I was born in January. All right? I can't help it anymore.
January
than you all can.
Is the exact half birthday of June. So there we
what
go.
Day is it?
6 months away.
January 28th.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, so you, that's why we're besties.
You and Megan have half birthdays with each other.
But I do have to say, you three have the best birthday month.
Oh, we sure do.
You know what? I've read a study. I'm pretty excited about this. I've read a study coming back from Scotland or coming back from Ireland. I read a study that said the best looking people are born in June.
I believe that.
What did it say about the people born in January?
They are, oddly, they were the least best looking people.
I don't fall into that category.
Sorry about that study. Well, the weird part is it was based on 100 people's surveyed of people who were born in June. So
did they survey them in January?
I'm really excited about today's show because we've got a core of the folks here on Raised in Wisco. And you can hear us every Saturday at 11 o'clock in the morning on your civic media stations on 21 stations throughout the state of Wisconsin. But I'm excited about this show because we've got a core group of folks, no extended guests this week. And we're going to talk about our favorite things about the state of Wisconsin. And that is going to go incredibly fast. And yes, it's going to be really exciting. We're going to be talking about our favorite things to hunt, our favorite places to hunt, our favorite things to eat from the wild of Wisconsin. And I've got a little favorite that I'm going to save till a little later if we get to it.
Oh, we'll see. Could we even do our favorite places to eat?
Ooh, I think we could
give
do that.
A shout out to
I
some
think
of our
we could
local
give a shout out to some of our fantastic restaurants throughout
idea.
Wisconsin, because if you are from any other state, the number one thing that I get from people who come visit us here in Wisconsin is they cannot believe the culinary opportunities here and the culinary differences here. And you as a chef, Ellie, do you get a sense living here, having been here, you know, born here, raised here, living here, do you get that sense as a culinarian, as a trained chef, that we really have something special here in Wisconsin?
I think we truly do. Not only do we have the old supper clubs that have hung on.
That's my favorite.
Yep, hung on, and they've developed their menus and they stuck with the traditions, but also introduced new things along the way. But we also have, Milwaukee has fantastic restaurants, everything, Indian, Asian. It's just all wonderful.
I feel like you need a buddy system for those though.
What do you mean?
Because when I go into an Indian restaurant or the dinner that we had today, that's going to be our recipe of the week. Mm-hmm. Zero possibility of me ever being like, yeah, I totally need to do that. Zero possibility.
But now that you have, that's you will literally go home.
I think that's what she's saying. Yeah. She needs,
yeah. Like the Indian
she
food?
Needs,
not happening.
Like
no.
you need,
oh, no.
like
it's
some places,
happen.
You, sorry. Yeah, I agree. Some places you go, and if you don't know the area, the terrain, or literally have permissions, mm-hmm. another country, another state, another area of Wisconsin, you hire a guide, right? Mm-hmm. What she is saying is she needs a culinary guide.
A restaurant guide.
She needs somebody to take her to places.
A dining guide.
We'll be your guides.
Oh, yeah. Right. I got my food buddies.
Yeah.
I have my food buddies.
Well, we're certainly
Megan's
food
salad
buddies.
Bar could definitely be
Megan,
anybody.
Salad
anybody.
Bar?
Megan's Salad Bar Salazar.
We'll call her the culinary cutie.
Aww.
I think there might be station rules about me calling her that, but you guys can call her that. That's just fine.
The little cuties, little oranges. There
oh,
you
that's
go.
True.
Yeah. Yes, the dining and culinary experience that you can have in Wisconsin is pretty fantastic.
Can we just hop right into the favorite restaurant real quick?
No, because we're going to do our weekly Wiscos first.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Danielle,
hi.
You go.
Oh, I'm going to bring a negative weekly Wisco.
What?
Whoa.
We have not gone that route, and I'm going to go negative.
Do it.
Okay, so, Marty.
I think I know what you're going to say,
you
Danielle.
You definitely know what I'm going
I have
to
a
say.
Good guess.
Yeah.
But you guys do not know the end of the story.
Okay.
So on what is today?
Wednesday.
Well, today's Saturday.
Tuesday. So I was at work down in Milwaukee, and I parked. And at 4 o'clock, we got let go because it was the rain and everything. Mm-hmm. And then headed back. It's about a 10, 15 minute walk back to our vehicles. Well, at 4:04, my car decided to get broken into. They hopped out.
Okay, I don't think your car decided that.
My car was like, hey, look at me. Look how good I look.
Look at all this good stuff I have inside.
It's a good looking truck.
So, yeah. Of course, people are going to be like, what you got in there?
Yep.
But a vehicle pulled up next to me and the passenger hopped out, did a little push.
So did you see this
thing.
Happening?
The wonderful people, the security people at the building that we park in, uh-huh. It's not where we're working, but it's just their parking lot. Had it all on camera, and he came out when I was sitting there on the floor. I'm just like,
it's nice to know they have security where your truck got broken into.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. They got
a lot
the faces
of good that
they
did.
Had. They had the, the security leaves at 4 o'clock. The guys came at 4:04.
Of course.
So they definitely knew.
They knew.
They knew.
And, so the cops were called. I had a report and everything. And then I told the officer, I was like, hey, you have my phone number now. Give me a call if these guys get caught. Well, mm-hmm. He gave me a call today and said that right after I posted the video mm-hmm. and the car and the license plate and everything all over my socials. And he said, we got a call about 30, 40 minutes later after we left that this car has been spotted and that the car went on a high speed chase through Milwaukee.
Oh,
it was probably
goodness.
Stolen.
So,
it was
yeah,
stolen.
Probably.
And then they got in an accident.
Oh, no.
Guess the age of 15. These people.
Yeah, I'm going to say 15. 14.
Yeah.
13 and 14.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
I work in Minneapolis all the time, and it's consistently 12, 13.
What do they call them? The Yugo gang or the, what do they call
Kia Boys.
The Kia Boys.
That's
yeah.
the
and it was a red Kia Sportage that was stolen.
You have got to be kidding
wow.
me.
Yeah, so that's
the
cops,
Kia Boys. Is this part of the Kia Boys?
Kia Boys? Yeah.
They really think it's part of the Kia Boys. And so,
they came from a prior parking lot where they stole that vehicle.
Oh, my goodness.
So they just came from that lot to my lot.
And they're so underage. They're so young. Yes. There's not any real consequence for them. I'm not sure if the statutes allow waving into adult court a 13-year-old or 14-year-old.
I think it depends on the crime.
It depends on the crime. Mm-hmm. No, I know it definitely depends on the crime. But, you know, what a crying shame that yeah. is.
But, again, yeah. he didn't tell me the names or the actual ages. Right.
Sure.
I'm guessing
sure.
it mm-hmm. is that. So he didn't tell
That's
me anything that
well,
I should not wow. know.
Gall darn it, Danielle. I hope that works out for you. Let's move on to a positive.
Well, can I give a shout-out to Safe Light Repair?
Of course.
Because they
you can
came
give a
out
shout
and they
out
were the best people
repair.
Ever.
Oh, that's
repaired
wonderful.
My window, came to my job, and, site, gave my keys and said, that was a very nice truck. Best of luck with your life and everything. I was like, thanks, guys.
Well, aww. I'm going to put the now you put their jingle in my head for the rest of the night.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Yep.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Well, thanks. Again, I think this is probably a decent time to say, to give some credit to the guys in blue as well.
Absolutely.
Because they're answering these kind of calls all the time. And the people are distraught. I mean, people get actual, I hope you didn't have anything real personal to you that was stolen in the car.
I did, but.
And, you know, they have to deal with this. And they're dealing with criminals who do not care about their victims. Mm-hmm. And they do not care about the consequence. And frankly, to be perfectly honest, it's my opinion, a 13 and 14-year-old don't even have enough life experience at that point to understand the gravity of what they're doing.
Exactly.
And that's heartbreaking, too. But let's move on to some positive weekly Wiscos for the week. Megan Salazar, you got anything for us?
Yeah, I did landscaping in my yard finally.
Wonderful.
Yes, and I moved 65 bags of rock from Menards. Ooh. I went to Menards 4 times, by the way.
Wow.
Yep. I love long walks
wow.
through Menards.
It was great.
That sounds like when I mulch and I say, that should take about 4 bags. And then 7 trips and 27 bags
exactly
later,
what happened.
I get what I need done.
You know, they have a cubic calculator on your phone.
Well, that would involve numbers, Danielle.
I was trying to be conservative.
Oh, look at you.
But I do have a mama duck in my yard.
Oh, that's exciting.
So I go check on her every day.
I will put a trail camera right there.
Yep.
Do it.
Ellie, yeah. What do you got?
I hosted the Women's Hunting and Sporting Association monthly meeting at the ranch, and we cooked Neil Guy and moose and gator.
Oh, wow.
We had a ton of fabulous food, foraged food, some really good big game harvests from the gals. We ate and hung out. It was great.
And I heard St. Nick paid a little visit toward the end and dropped something off for
you. Yes, St. Nicholas, also known as Joel Clayfish, came and dropped off some right wing sauce for all of us ladies.
Aww.
Which goes well with everything, I'm sure. I bet you even had it in a recipe, didn't you?
Sure did.
I didn't even get to my weekly Wisco. This is an awesome show. It's a show of favorites.
Woo!
We got Chef Lawton here, Danielle Fairman, Megan Salazar. I'm Joel Clayfish. This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uline. In 2018 alone, the Ulines received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. And sometimes we travel beyond the state of Wisconsin. Sometimes we take it outside of the box, and we always take it out of the box with our culinary experiences.
Yes.
Because we've got Chef Ellie Lawton, award-winning, classically trained French Chef Ellie Lawton. And we're very lucky about that because...
I'm glad you think so.
Even despite her sometimes questionable wit and humor, she is extremely knowledgeable about culinary. And at the end of the day, Danielle Fairman, co-host with me, Joel Clayfish.
Hello.
Dragon Megan Salazar along. What is Raised in Wisco at the end of the day?
A cooking show.
A cooking show. We love to cook. We love to eat. It binds everybody together. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Marxist, Socialist, Green Party candidate, or if you make up a party and write your own manifestos in your basement. Everybody eats. And that makes me happy. So we get to talk about food on this show, which I like quite a bit. Food and talking about it. We're going to get to some pretty fantastic food things tonight because I'm going to tell you we've made a tradition kind of eating before the show.
Yes.
And tonight really knocked it out of the park, as it is every week, knocks it out of the park. But it was something new we tried before the show. But first, I want to say I really appreciate you folks coming along with us on this ride. And a special shout out to our number one fan, George Ermert, is listening. He's a sometimes guest on the show, but he was busy working at the Capitol today. And he gives us a critique every week of the show.
You should say my bestie.
Well, yeah, I was going to say this friend. Show. I was getting there. This show is about our favorite things. These are a few of our favorite things.
George is your favorite.
And I was going to say, aww, I'm George's favorite person. Okay. So that fits. So, George, I do appreciate you considering me that you're being.
George had told me at one point I was his favorite person, but I think that was when you were kind of being a little mean to him.
Well, now, see, if that's true, that tells me then that's, I don't know if I can take that to the grave, that he thinks I'm actually his favorite person.
What if you guys arm wrestle for it?
Oh, God, Ellie would win. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes she's stirring pots for like 17 hours.
That's very true.
Literally and metaphorically.
You're just, hey, my arms get really strong while I'm beating myself all the time.
Well, yes. Yeah. Danielle, you do enough 12-ounce curls. You should be strong.
Oh, this is very true. How much is this one?
I'm pretty sure it's 12 ounces.
Let me take a little sippy poo here.
So we love having you along because we can guarantee you'll laugh if you listen to us, but you're probably going to learn about food, about the outdoors, about foraging, about
and
hunting, about fishing.
An alcoholic compared to
what is that called? A Cayman Island?
Jack Margarita.
You're fine. You're fine. You're just fine.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday,
Mom.
Yeah. That's right. I want to.
Go, girl.
So having said that, Danielle, how can they listen to the show?
You can listen to the show not only on the radio. You can listen to us on Facebook and see our beautiful faces. You can listen to us on Spotify, on Apple. I always forget Apple because I am an Android person.
Yeah.
So Apple just goes right out my head. But then you can listen to us on YouTube as well.
Yes, you can. And we're doing our favorite things today. I'm going to wrap up my weekly Wisco by saying there was supposed to be a night you could see the Northern Lights. I did see a little bit of a glow. You didn't miss anything, Danielle. You didn't miss anything. You couldn't really see it. Mm-hmm. But I did see a little bit of a glow on the horizon. I don't know. It might have been Fort Atkinson. But I saw a little bit of a glow. But what I did see that night was about a waxing or waning moon, mm-hmm, crescent moon, and it was bright red. Ooh. The moon was red. That's my weekly Wisco, and that was my favorite thing I saw this week. But I want to talk about favorite things. We're just going to get started on this. I want to know, what is your favorite species to hunt?
Ooh.
Because this one is asked to me quite often, any species. Let's just say any species. What's your favorite species to hunt? That's just so tricky to me. Ellie,
okay,
go first.
Gator.
Yeah. Wow.
Is it because of the trip or because of the actual hunting experience?
The actual hunting, and I enjoy the meat. I enjoy the challenge of creating new things with the meat. And you can make handbags and shoes.
Yes,
gator.
There is no doubt.
And
gator
I love
hunting.
Florida.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Gator hunting in Florida is my favorite. Wisconsin. Wisconsin for me would be Canada goose.
Yeah,
I love goose hunting.
And I'll tell you, I'm torn too. Danielle, what's your favorite thing to hunt?
My favorite Wisconsin thing to hunt is I'm a sucker for turkey hunting.
Oh yeah.
I do love it.
You and me, sister.
Yes.
I am the biggest sucker for when you're calling and you see that redhead poke out of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking around. He just wants to see. And when they come a running, nothing that gets your blood pumping like that.
That part, or when you're just sitting there and you hear the first two chickadees chirp. And then all of a sudden you see the sun. And then all the other birds start waking up. And then all of a sudden,
here's a quick question for you, John.
It is the best.
You love turkey hunting. So spring or fall? See, I like fall.
I prefer turkey hunting in the fall, and I'm a rare breed in that.
I like fall.
Spring is more of a challenge, but they're all grouped up for me in the fall perfectly.
Yep.
So
I love fall turkey hunting, and you know why this is? This is going to be a weird reason. It's because everyone else is deer hunting at that time.
I got my turkey
spots to myself.
Yes.
And you're fighting in the spring. Salad bar, what's your favorite thing to hunt?
Grouse.
Oh,
grouse. Good. But you know, that for me, it's a lot great... of it's the dogs. So,
yeah, I love that. Oh, that's wonderful.
Boy, that is a fantastic thing. Well, all those things are great. And I would be remiss if I didn't say goose hunting, too. They're a tie for
me. Yeah,
whatever season it is and whatever I've got the most of in my brain and whatever I've scouted that week is my favorite thing. But I sure love goose and turkey hunting. This is a show about our favorite things. And I'm really excited because food is next. And maybe fishing and spots and places and restaurants.
Fishing is my favorite thing.
Oh, how are we going to fit it in? Raised in Whistler.
News from the center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Vice President J.D. Vance said he doesn't think a blood feud between President Trump and Elon Musk would be a good thing for America. The Vice President weighed in during an interview that was released Friday as two of the world's most powerful men saw their relationship publicly fall apart. ABC's Alex Perchet has more.
It's a win for President Trump and the agency once headed by the world's richest man at a time when the relationship between the two is uncertain. They had a blistering exchange sparked by Musk's criticism of the president's so-called One Big Beautiful Spending Bill. The Tesla CEO called it a disgusting abomination. The president responding, "I'm very disappointed in Elon," and that tit-for-tat became more personal from there.
The win referring to a Supreme Court decision giving Doge access to Social Security numbers. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the man mistakenly deported and imprisoned in El Salvador, is back in the U.S. He faces a federal human trafficking charge. This is ABC News.
Brewers take on the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game two of a three-game series is tonight in Milwaukee between the Brewers and the San Diego Padres. Last night, the Brewers shut out 2-0. Milwaukee with just four hits and several times leaving two men on with two outs, unable to score any runs. Manager Pat Murphy.
We leave 10 on base. That's a tough, go. When you don't score and leave 10 on base, you know, there was some opportunities there. But, you know, Churio hits the ball on the barrel four times and gets one hit. We didn't get the timely hit. Give them credit. They executed and they got the big home run when they needed it.
A special guest, Packers rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden, on hand to throw out the first pitch. Over 32,000 fans in attendance. In La Crosse, Wisconsin, it's the state high school track and field meet in Division I. Grady Len from De Pere ran the 1,600-meter race in just 4 minutes and 1.7 seconds, setting a new state record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Starting July 1st, you can take even more time getting to your seat at the movies. That is, if you're going to AMC Theaters. The Hollywood Reporter says commercials will start playing before movies, along with coming attractions. The theater chain set up a deal with National CineMedia. With commercials, the Dolby Surround sound ads, theater etiquette ads, and previews, you actually have time to watch another movie on your phone before your featured attraction starts. But use headphones, please. Otherwise, it would be rude. Sydney Sweeney has been in the news quite a bit lately. She's now part of a new thriller, and not the kind that involves her selling her bathwater. She and Julianne Moore have teamed up in a new thriller called Echo Valley. Moore plays a divorced single mom raising her daughter, played by Sweeney, who is running with the wrong crowd and has a drug problem, which causes her and her mom to go broke. Might have to use some of that soap money. The film is directed by BAFTA winner Michael Pierce and drops on Apple TV June 13th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, 79. Slight chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Showers and storms are likely for Sunday with a high near 76. Sunday night, clear, 52. Showers and storms return for Monday.
Right now, it's 68.
Matinee on Air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matinee on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is for people who watched me anchoring the news at Channel 13. My last day at TV 13 was 20 years ago yesterday.
Oh, I'm old now too.
Well, yeah, that was my whole point.
And I was too when you stopped working at TV.
That's what I get all the time now is people come up and they go, oh, were you on TV? I'm like, yeah. And then I go, don't say it. I watched you when I was a little kid. I'm like, yikes.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, oil and gas industry expert Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global, will be here to talk about all things energy in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Your favorite things, there's no better place to talk about doing them than the great state of Wisconsin. And that's what Raised in Wisco is all about. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman and I have been teamed up for the outdoors in some capacity for nearly two decades. Danielle, woo-hoo! Pleasure to have you along on the ride. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
I know one thing about you, and that is you are up for anything.
Oh,
you
yeah.
are willing to stick your hand under a rock in hopes that a 40-pound catfish will bite it off.
That would be wonderful.
You probably would jump out of an airplane. You
have
probably would. Oh,
what else?
Boy.
What else? I love it.
Bungee jump?
Yep.
Rock climb.
Yeah, yep. She did that.
Oh, stick your head in a lion's mouth.
I mean, where's the lion?
You'd be willing to do it, I'm pretty sure.
I would.
Yes, so Danielle is like the parakeet in the mines for me. I kind of send her in first. If she comes back out alive, we'll give it a shot.
Woo!
This show is about our favorite things, which I'm excited about, and we just talked about our favorite hunts. I want to know your favorite place in the great state of Wisconsin to participate in an outdoor activity. So it doesn't have to be hunting. It doesn't have to be fishing. But I would love to know where your favorite place in Wisconsin is to hang out. And I'm going to give a cop-out answer, but I actually believe it. My favorite place to recreate, fish, hunt, hike is Southeast Wisconsin, right where I am. We have seen an incredible change over the last 15, 20 years with whitetail. The biggest deer are right in this area of the state. Some of the most turkeys are right here in this area of the state. What has happened, what we've seen happen, is that a lot of the subdivisions that continue popping up in the Lake Country area are pushing more of those animals into rural areas. Mm-hmm. So those populations need to be controlled, which makes the hunting better. You know, I sustain my life on eating wild game and forage. So it is just an absolute pleasure to live right here in Southeast Wisconsin and Lake Country. You can fish anything you want within 30 minutes of here. I can be on the Great Lakes fishing salmon and trout, perch.
Yeah. I still have yet walleye. To catch a trout.
Oh, well, ooh, you got to do that, Danielle.
That's fun.
So, Danielle, what is your favorite place in Wisconsin to recreate?
This is an extremely tricky one because I tried to find a new place on the All Trails app. The newest place that I have gone and absolutely loved is the Wildcat Mountains up in Monroe.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
Yes. I can't say I've been there.
It is absolutely beautiful, but another reason why it is beautiful is because my boyfriend Josh took me on a motorcycle ride through the mountains, and it was the first time doing that experience, and so it has a fun memory attached to it. But
love that.
But it was absolutely Wildcat Mountains.
In Wisconsin.
Yep.
Right. Where is it near?
Monroe is south, northwest. Yeah.
Well, there's Monroe and there's Monroe County. Correct?
Yes.
Please hold.
That's fine. Megan Salazar.
The lakes of Wisconsin, diving,
spearfishing
and scuba diving.
Now, that's interesting. And I'm always curious about this. So how often do you spearfish?
couple times a year.
You can only spearfish rough fish in Wisconsin, correct?
And carp, yeah.
And carp. Well, carp are a rough fish.
Panfish.
You can panfish. You can spearfish, panfish. And the part that I always wonder is, are our lakes clear enough to do that?
Not all the time. It depends on the time of year or the lake.
And how much training goes into that? Are you actually scuba or are you... You're
not
scuba.
I can't hold my breath that long.
No, but you're scuba, so you're not snorkeling. You're scuba diving.
Correct.
To do this. You're putting on an air tank and getting down there. And God, I have done that in Florida, but I've snorkeled to do it in Florida. But
I do it a lot in Florida too.
Well, that would be interesting to try.
That'd be beautiful.
Megan's in a scuba club.
Grouper and snapper in Florida.
Oh, yeah. No, in Florida, you can shoot hogfish, and that's mainly what we...
Oh, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, so fun. They? And so delicious, actually.
Oh, very good. And lionfish.
And lionfish, yeah.
Lionfish.
That's right. Chef Lawton.
Well, naturally, I want to say my kitchen, but,
but that doesn't even surprise
me. That's one of my favorite spots, too.
But actually, I have hiked all over the state, and I have to say the Southern Kettle, right in my front yard, basically, is where I love to hike, horseback ride, hunt, and fish. You can do it all in the Southern Kettle. It is so beautiful. I just absolutely love it.
That sounds...
It is definitely home for me.
And I can't disagree. I cannot believe the amount of hiking trails we have right in Wisconsin.
We are so blessed.
We've got the amount of waterfowl marshes right in southeast Wisconsin, the hiking trails, the open hunting properties, public land and fishing opportunities are just...
It's never ending.
It is never ending. You said you wanted to know a favorite today, Chef Lawton. What was the favorite you wanted to know?
Favorite restaurant.
Oh,
I like that one.
That's a great question.
That's a great one and a tricky one.
It's a tricky one. We did start out the show talking about, some of our favorite culinary experiences and the fact that Wisconsin offers so many ethnic restaurants, so many cultural restaurants,
wonderful.
German, Mexican food, Asian food, Italian food, true immigrants from all those countries founded Wisconsin, and we really have some of the best places in the state to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this is a good one. I'm going to go last on this one.
You're going to go last?
The cool thing about hosting a show is I get to say when I go. So, but Danielle, how about you can go second to last?
Me? Okay.
Should I go first?
Yeah.
You should go first. What's your favorite restaurant?
Okay, now... This is so hard for me. Megan is laughing because
my
she's
brain
like,
on this
I don't
one.
Even. So here's how I figured it out. I'm going to go Supper Club.
Oh, very
which
good.
Which is very unusual for me because I like everything. I don't go to Supper Clubs often enough, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. But I have to say the Edgewater Supper Club in Jefferson.
The Edgewater Supper Club.
If
I have eaten there.
Not gone there. Please go there immediately. It is so wonderful. The atmosphere is wonderful.
Ooh.
The people, amazing. The food is outstanding. You will forget that you are at a little tiny supper club.
It's a little teeny place, correct?
It's a little teeny place.
Okay,
and
been
the
there.
One room you sit in, it slants and it's overlooks.
It
totally slants, and the water glasses, they have the water glasses that fit on the slanted table and it overlooks the river and it's dark wood and the ambiance is amazing. The food
How's
is
the food?
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I ate there, but I do remember it being a really
so
quaint
that
place.
If I have to pick a place, it would be that today. Tomorrow it might be something else because I have about 8,000 other places running through my mind right now. But yes, Edgewater for me.
And if I remember correctly, it's a little gangster. Is
yes,
it not?
It's totally gangster.
It looks like a little like an old school like mafioso gangster.
You feel
it
like you're part of the
gangster.
Mob when you go
yeah,
and dine.
It's OG.
You're like, yeah, I'm part of the mob for sure
that is
when I'm here.
The greatest thing.
Yes,
that's awesome.
It's awesome.
That is a great spot. Megan, what do you think?
Morel in Walker's Point.
Morel.
I have not been there.
Farm to Table. I think it's on 2nd Street. Every meal I've ever had there has been just absolutely fantastic.
Now, do they feature morel mushrooms in a lot of their dishes?
In the season, but I mean, every time I've been there, I think I've either had lamb carpaccio, pheasant. I've done some one time, yeah. So
wow, that sounds
it's
unbelievable.
It's always changing. every season. So,
hey, Danielle, put down the 3x7 and tell us
she's
where.
She's looking up a place.
You can't remember the name of it.
No, I know the name of it, but I just want to remember, like, see where exactly where it is.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
What do you got?
For steak, I'm a steak snob. Yeah. I love my steak.
Oh, I love a good steak.
And the best steak I have ever had is at the Hobnob in Racine.
Oh, I've heard that place is wonderful.
I've heard of it. I've never been there.
So good. You have
what kind of steak and how do they prep it? And what do you get on the side?
Between the ribeye and the queen cut prime. I could pick it up with my hands or just eat it. I do not care who is watching.
Okay, is it bone-in ribeye or boneless?
They have both.
Oh, good.
Now, do you have to have sauteed onions and mushrooms?
I do
and,
not, no.
Nope, you just...
No, because until today,
knock
I
its hoofs
did
off.
Not like
we had a
mushrooms.
Culinary corner that Danielle
knock
turned.
Its hooves off and slap it on
I
your
just,
plate and
I
you're
just
good to go.
I just want some bone marrow butter.
Oh, yes.
Make
yeah.
it extra bloody.
Yes.
Done. That's
ooh,
it. That's
that
all I want.
Delicious.
With an old fashioned, a whiskey old fashioned.
Oh,
so
well.
Good. But wait, oh, I, have
go ahead.
I have a two-parter.
Go, let's hear it. Bring it on.
But for the fun, unique, happy, weird foods, which you guys, I know, I feel like. This is the crowd for it.
This is the crowd for weird food, Danielle.
I just had a candied bacon crispy chicken sandwich with vanilla ice cream.
Yum. Where was that? Wow.
That was at, this Joe Mama's in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Richfield or Colgate?
Colgate area.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Like Five.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Then in Northlake, you have Woody's.
They have fantastic food there. Yes.
That every single time I have ever gone there. I'm stuffed, happy, and sent on my way.
Yeah.
Like,
good for you.
It is the greatest place.
Good
but they always
there.
Have weird food, and which is kind of what I like
we
about
like
it.
We like weird food.
Well, we I love like weird food.
Oh,
the stranger
weird
the better.
It takes a lot to make us think it's weird.
Yes. But ice cream on a chicken sandwich, like.
That sounds
like,
good to
what
me.
What are we doing? I'm yes, in. I want. Give me two.
Jacob, you know, our friend Jacob, who produces the show and joins us from the Fishbowl every week. Jacob, do you have a favorite?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say favorite restaurant. You stopped.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought
you were just thinking.
Just tell us all of your favorites.
Yeah, all
of
your
everything.
Favorites.
Well, I'm down here in Kenosha. I don't know how often you get down here, Danielle. You were mentioning Racine, so maybe you've
for good food. I'll go anywhere, Jacob.
All right. So here in Kenosha, my favorite place, McDonald's. If you have been,
what?
I am a fan. Of McDonald's.
No.
I'm going to tell you something.
Have you ever tried a McNugget, Joel?
Yeah, we had them in Ireland.
Have I ever, Jacob? And I'm going to say this, and I hope I don't ruin the integrity of being a foodie by saying this. It is not a coincidence that McDonald's is the number one restaurant in the world because their food tastes good, and my threat is a triple threat. I get the triple cheeseburger, extra onions, extra pickles, add mayo, and it's absolutely delicious, but that's not my favorite place.
You got to put the fries on it, though.
You can put the fries on it, and they do have the best fries in the world.
Jacob,
there's no doubt about it.
Within 30 minutes of getting off our flight in Dublin, we went to McDonald's, and Megan, Joel, and I ordered
the entire menu.
65 euros worth of McDonald's.
Yes,
wow.
65 euros, which translates to about 82.
$80. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Okay. Well.
Well,
you know
Joel, what?
What
do you have?
I'm gonna go old school, but I have to answer this question with the trivia question, the campfire game question. You're on a desert island. You get one food the rest of your life. What is it going to be? And that is
can
my
we guess yours?
One favorite restaurant in the entire state. If I had to peel it down to one. Anybody who knows me from 8 years old to the tender age of 42 that I turned this week.
Thought it was 41.
I thought it was
41.
43.
I thought it was 45.
43. I think it's 43.
Do you even know?
I don't know.
I know what you're going to say,
though. Age is just a number.
Taco John's.
My answer is...
LaDuke.
Jimmy's Grotto
oh,
for
yes.
the Panzerotti.
Panzerotti.
And
yes.
the pepper ring. wings. I can't tell you how delicious this is. That crust, that sauce, all squished together with the pep stack in the middle. I love it.
And the ponzu sauce.
And the ponzu sauce, not to be confused with ponzu sauce, which I also love.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, I love Raisin Wisco. Up next, we got a great segment with Chef Lawton on what we ate today. You can make it at home. It's delicious. This is Raisin Wisco.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed two election bills May 2nd, one of which includes provisions for poll workers to challenge the citizenship of voters in the polling place, a ban on ranked choice voting, and a higher bar for third parties. Among several new provisions, House File 954 authorizes state election officials to access federal agency databases and gives local election officials authority to challenge citizenship of a registered voter at the polls. A recent presidential executive order now allows access to those databases. If a voter is not able to provide documentation at the polls, they would be forced to use a provisional ballot. Only days before the 2024 election, the Secretary of State's office challenged the eligibility of over 2,100 registered voters. Most were naturalized citizens or data errors, while 277 were registered non-citizens. Of those, only 35 voted out of 1.7 million ballots cast. Pro-voter groups argue such mass challenges intimidate legitimate naturalized citizens from voting. Two provisions in 954 attempt to protect major party power. It bans ranked choice voting for any election in Iowa and raises the bar for third parties to field candidates. Third parties now need to garner 2% of the vote in three consecutive elections to qualify for the ballot. We have more on HF 954 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Loves its food. Well, I do. I'm the host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is my sidekick with the mostest. We've been riding along together in the great outdoors of Wisconsin for nearly two decades. We've been hunting, fishing, eating.
Loving every minute.
Hunting, fish, hunt, fish, eat, repeat.
Yes.
How is that? That sounds like a great theory
for life.
And
never sleep.
And never sleep.
Sleep.
I don't sleep a whole lot. You can sleep when you're dead.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Chef Ellie Lawton, who is a French culinarian, classically trained French chef, has worked in the food industry essentially your entire career, really.
Yeah, I mean, I'm turning 22 next year. So.
You're turning 22 next year.
Four
That's
years.
That is about as believable as me turning 42. So
you said
congratulations.
It was 43.
Fine. That's you turning 22 is as believable as me turning 43.
I got my first job in the food service industry when I was 14.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've been in it ever since.
And it has been a love affair for you ever since.
Ever since. I'll
and
never get out of it.
And you still work
it
in
is
the food
cult.
Service industry.
It is a cult. Yes.
It is a cult, but you know what? It's the tie that binds every human being. And
I absolutely love it.
Today's cooking segment, we always have the cooking segment toward the end of the show. And I have to say, I think that you, Megan Salazar, outdid yourselves this week. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Look, every week the food's unbelievable, but
you
I want to
say unbelievable. I say sketchy.
Sketchy.
I yes. say gorgeous since we've been in
gorgeous.
Ireland.
That is one of the great things about Ireland. I noticed they have different words for food. They say it's
nice.
Food is nice, like before
nice.
Before
yes,
it died
nice.
For you to eat, or you cut it off the vine. It was nice. It was a kind vine. It was very Aww. Nice to eat. They say no, and if something's really delicious, it's gorgeous, mm-hmm. gorgeous.
Like
oh
it.
Gosh, yeah, the fish fry, you know, or the fish and chips. There's yeah, I went a little bit into
yeah.
pirate there, didn't I? well, like an Irish pirate. Irish. I'm pirate.
Sure. Oh, dear Lord.
Let's change tracks here.
So tonight, we made wild game hot pot. Yeah, I was going to say it was wild game, but tell me about what that was, because I've never had this at home before. I've had it out, and I'm going to tell you it knocked the socks off of any I've ever had in a restaurant.
Okay, first of all, hot pot. What is it?
Yes.
You're basically cooking the food in a boiling or simmering broth. The broth can be anything. Chicken. It can be spicy. It can be pepper.
It beef. Was spicy.
It was one of them that we had tonight.
So spicy.
So hot pot's pretty cool. And actually, the history of the hot pot dish dates back over 2,000 years. It's traditionally Chinese, also used in Asia, Korea, Japan. But we're lucky here because we actually have hot pot restaurants here now. So you can go order your broth, order all of the veggies and the meat you want to cook in your broth.
So tell folks who don't know what hot pot is from the ground up, what is it?
It's a broth. So you're heating up a broth and then essentially you're putting all your veggies into the broth. You're letting it cook a little bit and then you're adding thinly sliced meat. So the broth is hot enough to cook the meat. It's a soup.
The way you're describing it, it's a soup.
It's a soup, but you're making it as you eat, right?
And it's so versatile because you can go any which direction.
You can
you want
use
with
whatever
it.
You want in it. And also, it's just such a good experience. Can we all agree that we had so much fun hot potting tonight?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I said to everybody earlier while we were eating, this is such a fun thing to do
Absolutely
for a
was.
Holiday get together, do with your kids after school. Great way to get them to eat veggies, try different meats. I mean, Danielle, I said twice already, you turned a culinary corner tonight.
I did.
Because you don't typically like mushrooms. And
no.
We had beach mushrooms in our hot pot tonight. And I'll run through the ingredients we used tonight. And Danielle loved it.
I did. I kept searching for it. Every
yes.
time Joel had one, I'm like, I need that.
So what a cool way to make your own dish, try new foods. I mean, use healthy ingredients, whole ingredients, forage things. So tonight we did a wild game hot pot. So I had cooked some Neil Guy for our meeting earlier this week. So we actually just used that. Traditionally use raw meat, thinly sliced, but we didn't want to tonight. We just used the Neil Guy.
And for folks who don't know what Neil Guy is, almost cow-sized animal brought over. It's the world's largest antelope brought over to the United States from India in the late 1800s and proliferates in Texas and now lives
and
wild
delicious.
In the Rio Grande version. Area of Texas, and it's a real lean, delicious, firm meat.
Yeah, so we had just made that in a crock pot, shredded it. So we started out with two broths, and Megan can touch on the broths in a minute. So we had a spicy broth, and then just
herbal chicken.
Yeah, and then we added whole cloves of garlic. And the fun thing is about this, you don't have to do a lot of prep. Like we just had whole peeled garlic cloves we threw in. We had some Asian spaghetti that we threw in. spinach fresh from the garden, bok choy. What else did we have? Oh, my, beach lotus mushrooms, fruit. lotus root.
Yes.
Lotus root.
That was the most random
bamboo
thing.
Bamboo shoots.
Why the bamboo shoots?
Because they're delicious.
The bamboo shoots.
They're so good.
I did not.
Did you try it?
No, I did not.
That was delicious.
The lotus was weird. The mushrooms were weird.
The beauty of it is,
I hit my weird mark.
But
I loved both of them.
You're boiling in a broth,
yeah.
So all that flavor is going to absorb into everything you put into it.
Yeah, and because it's
so easy,
and
anybody can do it.
Hot, the flavors of the broth go into. I mean, the whole garlic cloves; those were raw when we put them in. They were in for about 5 minutes, and they had already started to soften and kind of soak up that flavor.
I ate 12.
We could. Oh my gosh, we could talk about hot pot for 4 more hours because it's so fantastic. So please give it a try. Don't be afraid. Megan, can you quickly tell people where they can get the broth stuff that we use tonight?
Yeah, any Asian market that we have. There's a great one in Madison, World Global Market, and there's a couple in Milwaukee. So
yes, use the cultural markets in Wisconsin. They're fantastic. Make hot pot at home. Use wild game. Buy some meat from the store and make it. It's kind of like an Asian fondue, and it was delicious. We love having you along. Of course, the hour flies by. Can't wait to have you along with us next week on Raised in Wisco. We'll see you.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Dozens of people have gotten sick in 7 states in the West and Midwest from a salmonella outbreak linked to a large egg recall, say federal health officials. They're Brown Organic and Brown cage-free eggs from the August Egg Company. American tennis player Coco Gauff has defeated top-ranked Aryna Sabalenka from Belarus to win her first French Open title. Russia intensifies its attacks against Ukraine, barrages of missiles and drones. Local officials report more than 50 people killed or wounded in the capital, Kyiv. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
President Zelensky does not believe Vladimir Putin wants peace and is pleading with President Trump to impose stronger sanctions to force the Russian president into real negotiations to stop this war.
Protests in Los Angeles, this in Chinatown, after federal immigration police raided more than a half dozen businesses. Immigration advocates report arrests. This is ABC News. A federal